I want to thank everyone at KCST Radio in Florence, Oregon for hosting my family during our most recent expedition. Okay, this is news. Florence is wet. It rained every day. It delayed my planned epic bike ride, which forced us upon the good graces of George Henry and his family, to which we are greatly indebted. For me, our two-day stay in Florence, the most interesting portion of the trip, was not the fine dining. Bridgewater Fish House, exquisite. Clams, tuna, best anywhere. And your bike guy at Bicycles 101, open 4 hours a day, he's off the hook. I can't say on the radio what he said to me, and I never met him. He told me his name was Ben Dover. Ben Dover. This might even get edited by George Henry, who I'm trusting to keep me out of jail. The most interesting part of our stay in Florence. We went to the Rotary Club auction, whose fundraising efforts went to provide college tuition to graduating high school students. We contributed it but a bit. I couldn't turn down a cake. What's a meal without dessert? But you had to buy a cake if you wanted dessert. No. You had to win a cake silent auction if you wanted dessert. I was not to be denied. Here's what I was struck with. Florence, a very small city, had a tremendous turnout on a rainy weekend to be shaken down for money. The party was still going by the time I left, and we left late. Thousands of dollars were raised. We're from North Carolina. We often visit Eastern North Carolina, where I went to medical school and where my wife was raised. If you live in the eastern third of North Carolina, east of I-95, 60% of those people read at a fourth grade level. 60% of the population are functionally illiterate. This is largely divided upon racial lines. Literacy reflects wealth. Illiterate people are generally poor. The cause of this gap is myriad. Old farming communities, tobacco gone away. It's ugly out there, so who wants to visit? The roads are windy. There's no natural resources. Education is poor. And binding all this together, inevitably, is the issue of race. My wife's hometown of Washington, North Carolina, about the same size as Florence, would never have the participation we saw at the Florence Rotary Club. Oh, they might raise a similar amount of money because the haves have, and the have-nots have Dollar General. We would never see a room filled with people like I saw in Florence. It just wouldn't happen. So Florence, Oregon, we salute you. I'm a bit envious. You got a beach, you got fine food, good radio, you got yourselves a community. It's a bit cool for this thin-skinned southern boy by birth, but folks, we in eastern North Carolina have a challenge, and you in Florence, you got a good thing. This is Scott Donaldson. I'm just saying.